Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real-life shenanigans. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of DDoS, deadlines, and just plain busyness? You know that feeling when your mind's racing and all you can think about is the next thing on your plate? Well, today we're talking about something incredibly powerful that can cut through all the chaos and bring a sense of calm and clarity, cultivating gratitude in everyday life. Listen up, because this isn't just some fluffy feel-good stuff. Practicing gratitude is like sharpening a mental sword. It makes you stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Think about it. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, a whole new world opens up. You start seeing the good in seemingly ordinary moments, appreciating the little things that often go unnoticed. It's like upgrading your perception filter from grayscale to full-blown technicolor. Now I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, it sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? Well, my friend, let me break it down for you into five key takeaways that can supercharge your gratitude game. First up, start a gratitude journal. This doesn't have to be some fancy, elaborate affair. Just grab a notebook, jot down three things you're grateful for each day. They can be big or small, a delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, even the sunshine warming your face. The act of actively acknowledging these things rewires your brain to focus on the positive. Second, savor those moments. Ever notice how sometimes our lives feel like a blur? We're rushing from one thing to another without really taking it all in. Try this. When something good happens, whether it's a surprise gift, a beautiful sunset, or just a moment of pure joy, pause and truly savor it. Let that feeling wash over you, breathe it in, and let your mind fully appreciate the experience. Third, practice active appreciation. Don't just passively accept the good things in your life. Actively express your gratitude. Say thank you more often, write heartfelt notes to people who have touched your life, or simply offer a genuine compliment. Fourth, cultivate mindful awareness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're walking, really feel the ground beneath your feet, notice the sights and sounds around you, and appreciate the simple act of being alive. This helps shift your focus away from worries about the future or regrets about the past. And finally, remember that gratitude is a choice. It's not always easy, especially when life throws curveballs our way. But choosing to cultivate gratitude, even in difficult times, can make a world of difference. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Alright, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you wake up on a Monday morning, feeling that familiar dread creeping in. You've got a mountain of emails, a tight deadline looming, and your coffee machine decided to take an unscheduled vacation. Sounds pretty rough, right? But here's the thing. Even amidst that Monday mayhem, there are still things to be grateful for. Maybe it's a warm blanket on a chilly morning, a playlist of upbeat tunes that gets you pumped, or simply the fact that you have a roof over your head and access to resources like coffee. Hopefully, someone else's machine is working. Shifting your focus just slightly can make all the difference in how you approach the day. Instead of letting negativity take hold, choose gratitude as your starting point. Remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about denying reality or pretending everything's perfect. It's about choosing to see the good, even amidst the challenges. So, my friends, I challenge you to embrace this practice, make gratitude a part of your daily routine. You might be surprised by how much it changes your perspective and enriches your life. And hey, let me know what you think. Share your own gratitude stories, struggles, or triumphs in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to stay sharp, grounded, and filled with gratitude. Until next time, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.